Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. An Afghan man who worked alongside British forces fighting the Taliban has told the BBC he feels deceived by the British government following an accidental data leak revealing his personal details. He's among almost 20,000 Afghans whose names and other details, including their locations, were leaked in a major data breach 3 years ago. In a separate interview, an Afghan woman called Nagina told the BBC her father became ill after discovering his data was likely to be part of the breach.
Suddenly he started shivering and he was starting to disassociate with himself, and we quickly tried to call his doctor from Upcourage Veterans Mental Health Services, and she gave us grounding techniques and instructions to bring him back. But he came back and he kept disassociating, and he's having flashbacks. It was continuous. He was going off and on.
The Defence Minister John Healey offered an apology to all those affected. Donald Trump has said Ukraine should not attack Moscow after a newspaper said he'd discussed the possibility during a call with President Zelensky. More details from Peter Bowes.
Donald Trump, according to the Financial Times, privately encouraged Ukraine to step up its strikes on Russia deep inside the country. The US president is said to have asked Volodymyr Zelensky whether he could hit Moscow if the US provided long-range weapons. The newspaper, citing two people familiar with the conversation, said Mr. Trump spoke to his Ukrainian counterpart on the 4th of July, a day after a call with President Putin. But speaking outside the White House, the US president dismissed the idea, saying he had no plans to give Ukraine long-range missiles.
Meanwhile, Russian drones and missiles attacked wide areas of Ukraine in the early hours of Wednesday. Two people were killed in a drone strike near Kupiansk. In Ukraine's second city, Kharkiv, at least 17 explosions were recorded in an attack lasting 20 minutes. The regional governor there says three people have been injured. Donald Trump has defended his Attorney General, Pam Bondi, and said it was up to her to release any more records related to the convicted paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. The president has faced growing criticism, with some among his supporters suspecting the administration was trying to cover up details to protect the rich and powerful. The Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives, Mike Johnson, has called for the Justice Department to release all its files on Mr. Epstein. The United States has said it will launch an investigation into possible unfair trade practices by Brazil. The US Trade Representative, Jameson Greer, said the probe would focus on attacks by the Brazilian government on American social media companies, as well as protectionist measures that harm other American companies, workers, farmers, and technology innovators. Relations between Washington and Brazil's left-wing government have deteriorated since President Trump took office. BBC News. Bradley Murdoch, the Australian man convicted of murdering British backpacker Peter Falconio in 2001, has died of cancer. He was 67. Murdoch was serving a life sentence in Alice Springs and had been moved from prison to a hospital for treatment weeks before his death. He was convicted of shooting dead Mr. Falconio on a remote highway in the Northern Territory. Cuba's President Miguel Díaz-Canel has rejected comments made by his Labour minister, who denied the existence of beggars or homeless people in the country. On Monday, the government announced that Cuba's economy had shrunk for a second consecutive year. Leonardo Rocha reports.
In a rare display of dissent within Cuba's communist government, President Díaz-Canel said the current economic crisis had indeed exacerbated social problems. He added that the vulnerable should not be treated as enemies. The Labour minister, Marta Feito, had told a congressional hearing on Monday that those asking for money in the streets of Havana and other cities were in fact beggars in disguise, looking for money to get drunk. Mr. Díaz-Canel said he didn't agree with the commission's conclusions. Official figures say the Cuban economy has shrunk by 11% in the past 5 years.
South Africa's president, Cyril Ramaphosa, has appointed a temporary minister of police after the incumbent was suspended for alleged links to organised crime groups. The Minister of Mineral Resources, Gwede Mantashe, will hold the police portfolio for 2 weeks as part of a transitional arrangement. The substantive police minister, Senzo Mtunu, was suspended last week. Nigeria's former president, Muhammadu Buhari, has been buried at his family home in Daura in the north of the country. Foreign and local dignitaries attended a traditional Islamic ceremony. The 82-year-old died at a clinic in London on Sunday. He first ruled Nigeria briefly as a military dictator in the 1980s and then won a presidential election in 2015. BBC News.